Mommy, could we please talk about this later?
No, we can't talk about it later because Ned and I have to go to work. We have jobs. We contribute to society, right? And Ned has the most important job there is.
Temping?
Dewey, a substitute teacher is not a temp.
He's a babysitter.
Oh yeah, you think it's so easy? Well, I'd like to see you try. You wouldn't last one day.
Dude, I serve a society by rocking, okay? I'm out there on the front lines liberating people with my music. Rocking ain't no walk in the park, lady.
I'm not paying your share of the rent, so I don't know. I mean, maybe you should sell one of your guitars or something.
What? Would you tell Picasso to sell his guitar?
This is grade A 100% pure Colombian ladies and gentlemen disco shit. There is the ribbon.
Get busy, boy!
Vibration of who you are. You come into alignment with you, and that is co-creating at its best.
Thank you.
would I do that? And we say, because you got sort of trapped by your own beliefs in the step one vantage point. Step one vantage point, meaning you knew when you came forth that the environment that surrounds you would inspire forth from you clarity, new ideas about what would be improvement. That's why an eternal being like you wants to focus in a leading edge environment. And it is a point of attraction, law of attraction, point of attraction, law of attraction is summoning all necessary components. And do you know what? Usually the only missing component to this story is you. Because you're over here beating the drum of, because you're over here beating the drum of, because you're over here beating the drum of, I don't see it. I don't have enough of it. When you hold yourself as a vibrational difference to what you have already vibrationally created, you don't see the evidence of it because you're not in the vibrational vicinity of it. You can't set your radio dial on 6:30 a.m. and hear what's being broadcast on 98.7 FM. The frequencies have to match up. So when your vibration is different from what you have been asking for, you don't let it in. Or even better said, you don't let yourself in where all of it is. So you zig and zag. Circumstances and events are being lined up, orchestrated for you. Circumstances and events are being lined up, orchestrated for you. As all things are moving about in order to give you, through the path of least resistance, everything that you've been asking for.
And that was funky.
To catch my breath.
All right, you got it?
Yeah.
Kick it.
Busy boy! Hey.
wanna lay with help, slim with the cooking crew, causing all the diamond jerks, action it, trapping at me, count cash, rapping me, we'll spin back on it, bring squad back.
I want you to build an ark.
You want me to build an ark?
Yes.
Who are you?
I'm God.
You're God?
Yes. And I want you to build an ark.
That's all right. I believe you. I don't understand why you chose me.
You want to change the world, son. So do I.
Well, then you have to understand that this whole building an ark thing is really not part of my plans here. I need to settle into my house. I need to make a good impression at work. What?
Your plan.
What are you talking? We're talking about an ark, right? I mean, an ark? An ark is huge. I don't even know where I would begin.
Well, I hear that a lot. If you want to change the world, don't know how to begin. You want to know how to change the world, son? One act of random kindness at a time.
Heaven, what is happening to you? Don't know. Put it down. Look at you. The hair, are you on something? Is it a mega growth hormone? What? Heaven, talk to me.
Office have proven too much for you. Please have the congressman removed.
No, please. You don't understand. God commanded me to build an ark. It's not me. It's him. I went to that meeting in a suit, and he took it off of me. Those animals are following me because of him.
God. Does God know he's destroying our lives? Does God know he's going to get you fired?
Yeah, he's trying to get me fired. He is trying to get me fired. That way I'll have more time to work on the ark.
Because the rain and the floods are coming. No, I heard you, Evan. The whole world heard you.
Joan, please, you gotta believe me.
What is the story about then, the Ark?
Well, I think it's a love story about believing in each other. You know, the animals showed up in pairs. You know, they stood by each other, side by side, just like Noah and his family. Everybody entered the Ark side by side.
But my husband says God told him to do it. What do you do with that?
Sounds like an opportunity. Let me ask you something. If someone prays for patience, you think God gives them patience? Or does he give them the opportunity to be patient? If they prayed for courage, does God give them courage? Or does he give them opportunities to be courageous? If someone prayed for the family to be closer, you think God's absent with warm, fuzzy feelings? Or does he give them opportunities to love each other? Well, I gotta run. A lot of people are stressed.